very simple, wonderful points for your consideration this evening. Number one, the Lord gives you His name, which means that as you are in thanksgiving, you can actually say, thank you. You have His name, you call upon, in every trouble, pray, praise, and you give thanks. So for the Christian, tomorrow is thanksgiving, but it's a recognition that the giver of those is a you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. So as you kind of hear about gratitude, you recognize there's a you involved. All these things didn't appear out of magic thin air. Number two is we thank our Lord that He's created us and that He has preserved us. So for the Christian, we realize that we recognize this. God has in fact created everybody in His image. He is in fact preserving everybody. He is making the sun shine on the just and the unjust, the rainfall on the good and the evil. But for the Christian, we realize that we recognize it. So did you notice the lepers there? How many were cleansed? 10 were cleansed. How many recognized it?
One.
But no one found a return except this one. But we realize these things come from the good and gracious hands of our Lord. And the final point is a wonderful point, is that as you are able to look at your table tomorrow, or even every table that you have, things on that table exist for the most part because something died for you. So tomorrow you'll eat the turkey, right? And it'll be delicious. But that turkey had to die for you to enjoy it. But not only the meat, right? The corn. The corn was growing and then it got plucked up. It died so that you could enjoy that. This points ultimately to our table, the Christian table, the recognition that in order to receive all things of creation and preservation, but even above that, all things life eternal, the Son of God died for us. So tonight you'll receive from His table the fruit of His death. Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes again. He sacrificed Himself so that you might receive all things, body and soul, both here in time and there in eternity. I'll open it up, as we normally do on Wednesday evenings. The texts are so beautiful and so profound, and so is the catechism. What struck you this evening, or what sort of things enlightened you as you considered these texts and the points made from them?
I like the, I received from the Lord, Corinthians 11, I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, thinking that in thanksgiving for those who deliver the good news of Christ, but also deliver all good things to us, that the Lord has sent somebody to deliver those things. I'm thankful for that.
Paul receives it and then he delivers it to us. I think that's a wonderful opportunity to thank God for Christian parents who delivered it to us, Christian pastors who have done the same. You and I would not be Christian had it not been for somebody else who had brought us to church, brought us to baptism, taught us the faith. That's how the church grows. And that's what you're doing as well for many others. Other thoughts from the text? Hang on. Yes, Solomon. Yes, Solomon.
Well, remember where the tree had to die.
In order to have a table, the tree had to die. That's right. That's right. Which could point us then to the Garden of Eden, in which they ate from the tree and brought sin and death into the world, but then our Jesus redeemed us from sin and death by dying on the tree of the cross. There you go. Everything comes full circle, right? Other thoughts from the text? We recently, as a family, started doing this kind of, which is we started approaching the dinner table as we would the Lord's table. And, you know, because just kind of a recognition that the things that you are receiving there are gracious gifts. They're given to you by grace. You don't deserve them. And so you go reverently to them out of awe for them. For that too.
Let your wisdom, O Lord, be known to everyone.
Yeah. Read? Yeah. What's that?
Can you talk more about that? Let your reasonableness be known to everyone.
It's a tricky word in the Greek. So if you look it up, maybe, I wonder if some of the NIV Bibles here too, it might say, let your gentleness be made known to everyone. Whatever it is, it seems to be the opposite of anxiety. And, you know, because it's followed right better off. You know, let your reasonableness be known up. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious. And so, when a Christian is anxious, they're not being reasonable. Because the Christian knows the Lord's at hand. The Christian knows the Lord has given us everything that we need, and if we're not going to receive something, that's from His hand. So we receive that. We're not thinking clearly when we're anxious. Which is our fallen mind that comes from that. I might do a little more word study on it too, because that was just—it's a fascinating little word. It's a gentleness in there. So it's a tricky Greek word. The different translations have kind of picked up on it and trying to fill in all the blanks. You want to talk more about it too? No. Yeah. And be known to everyone, too. Other thoughts? We talked a little bit this evening, too, from Philippians, that same little text there, too. Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So the Lord recognizes you have need. Supplication. Supply me something I'm missing. Prayer, asking blessings upon things. But you do those two things with thanksgiving. Why? What does our Lord do when you are asking for things that you need for body and soul, when you're saying, I am missing things, I need you, Lord, to give me, but you're doing it with thanksgiving. What is our Lord doing for you there when you're doing it with thanksgiving? That's right. You know, you're acknowledging when you're thinking, you're asking for things, and when you're thanking Him, you're acknowledging that you've received things from Him. So you're going to Him again, knowing He's given you things before. Thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you, Lord, for this. And, by the way, I'm still in need here. And my son's still in need. My daughter's still in need. My wife, my husband. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Because you know He's here. He will answer. So let's rise and continue on with prayer. And then right after that final one, if you have it written in, if you want to turn to page 144 there, that's the final thing, that we have the service of Holy Communion. That was a last-minute, wonderful, gracious idea that we have the night in which He was betrayed. He gave thanks, and we have that meal this evening. So.